My name is Lillian Kotwitz. I am 18 years old. Today is December 4th, 2017. I am speaking with Kate Stanley, who is my friend. We are recording in Denver, Colorado. So tell me about yourself.
Do you want me to say my name and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Kate Stanley. I'm 24. I was adopted, so I was brought in from China, became a citizen in 95, lived in Portland, Oregon. I've been in the military almost 8 years. Decided to go in because I was the first female in my family to go in and the first one since World War II. And I also didn't want to go to college.
All right. So tell me a little bit more about why you joined the military.
I joined the military because I love my country and I wanted to serve our country to help those for their freedom do what they want to do. So that was one of the biggest reasons why. And again, it was mostly because I just didn't really care about going to college. But it was mostly just because I'm really patriotic. And I've always loved 4th of July, and like that's my favorite holiday. So I decided to go join the Army to help give back, I guess, to this country since I was important here.
And how did your family react when you joined the military?
They had mixed feelings. So at first, like, because I signed when I was 17, my mom was definitely not happy about it. She wanted me to go to college because everybody goes to college in her family. They all have doctorates, they're very high end. But she wasn't very happy about it, and it took her a couple while. It took her a few years after I joined to be okay with it. But the rest of my family, like, some were very excited that I was going in to help our country, just because, like I said, we had family in the military back in World War II. So they were excited that A, I was gonna be the first female, and B, that I was going in because I was doing something that I wanted to do. And then others were just pretty much like, you're a dumbass, you're gonna go die. But that was just my uncle, and he likes to give me a lot of crap for a lot of things. Mostly because he tried to go into the military because he married into the family, so both of us are not blood related. And he tried to go into the military way back a while ago, and they pretty much told him he couldn't join because he had 2 kidney stones, and then he had some surgeries because he was an All-American football player. He got scholarships to play professional, but he didn't want to do the college route, so he didn't do collegiate and professional football. But he pretty much was like, yeah, I was gonna join and just stand out there and be the target to shoot at. But he got rejected, so he likes to give me a lot of shit because I got in and he didn't.
So how does your family react to you being in the military now?
They are proud of me. I know that at times it's very hard because I will go on missions and be gone quite a while and they won't hear from me. So like I will say, oh yeah, maybe it's going to be like a week mission or something like that, and they won't hear from me for about 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks. It's been up to like 6 weeks before. So I mean, it does worry them just because of what I do in the military, but they are very proud, and they love to tell people what I do because they are so proud of me, and that they've definitely changed their minds about me not going to college right off the bat. They're happy that I'm doing college now, but they have changed their minds, and they're not so one-sided where once you finish high school, you go to college, you go get your master's, and then you do whatever you want. They've gotten more of an open-minded opinion now.
So can you like explain to me what life is like when you're in the military?
So it's a lot of discipline. Pretty much if you're on time, you're late. Being a female in the military, it's really hard because you always have to prove yourself to the guys. There's a lot of that speculation that women shouldn't be in the military. Like, women weren't allowed to be in the front line forever. And then they finally were like, okay, maybe we'll see. And it's just like, it has its ups and downs. There's a lot of shit that goes on that is just kind of like, why the hell are we doing this? Is this kind of a complete waste of our time? we're wasting people's money, taxpayer dollars. And then there's times where it's just like, this is why I joined. Like, this is the moment right here, right now, is why I joined the military, for this purpose solely. It takes, I mean, we get disciplined a lot by our higher-ups, but, like, for me, I take it more as disciplining myself, and I use it as a tool, because when I went into the military, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had no direction, no sense of, like, my purpose in life or any kind of thing. And through the military, I actually gained a lot. I learned a lot about myself, and I truly believe that pretty much everybody should go through basic training, because it teaches you all the fundamentals and everything you need to know about yourself, and like how to get yourself out of trouble and push yourself through. And I think it teaches everyone manners, because especially nowadays, a lot of kids don't have those manners. And going through the military, I'm not one that's gonna be like, I'll pull out, open a door, or like say, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, sir. Like, I believe that it just creates character for everyone. And it teaches you to work as a team, which is in this society a big thing, because pretty much almost every job you do, you're a team, it's not just you.
What are some of the most common stereotypes you hear about women in the military?
They're not as tough as men. I think that's one of the biggest things. I'm friends with most of the guys, so it's kind of hard for me to answer this question, but like, I think, like, it's the, oh, I can't protect myself. Like, we'll have guys that will try to overstep and try to help you out more than they'd help out another fellow soldier, just because you are of your gender. And I think that as a female, it's just like, it makes you want to work harder. Also, it's the fact that you have to prove yourself as a female that you belong there, compared to males. They're just like, oh yeah, what's up, bro? But with females, it's like, now you gotta earn their respect, to show them that you belong there, that you're doing this because you do belong there. You're not just doing this because you walked off. I mean, a lot of people do walk off the street and like, hey, I wanna join the military. But it, as a female, like, guys, it's okay. Females, they're like, nah, go, why the hell are you in the military? Go back to wherever you came from.
What are some things most people don't know about women in the military?
I think a lot of it is that they will act tough about being bullied, but I think a lot of people, it mentally hurts them, and they have a lot of breakdowns. I think that for females in the military that people don't know, it's just that, like, we can put a tough exterior, but on the inside, it's just jello or whatever, something soft. But I think it's just that it's because a lot of people, when females are in it, it's like they get questioned more than males. And I think that it's just things that people don't see is that they have that tough exterior, like, oh yeah, I'm this, this, and this, but in the inside, they're questioning themselves, did I make the right choice?
How do power and privilege affect women in the military?
They're not as respected as they should be. The higher power you are, if you're a female, most of the males will not take orders or take you seriously, because they don't, if you haven't proven yourself, then they're gonna take you as a joke. It's just like how when enlisted versus officer. Enlisted, you have a little bit more respect for those who have gained their way, because they've gone through the grind, they've gone through all the lows of lows, where officers, they're college students. They're people who came straight out of college, haven't done anything. They have higher authority than you do because they have a degree.
How does the way women present themselves affect the way they are treated in the military?
I think it's, if you present yourself that you're a strong, confident person, you'll gain more respect than if you're trying to, like, lollygag or buddy, or just like princess, then they're not gonna take you serious. I think presenting yourself in a confident way gains you more respect, because again, you have more of that authoritative voice, where if you're like, hey dude, let's do this instead, I mean, obviously you won't say that, because again, it's a military. We're not like a surfer or someone who just like, sup bro. But we have a different type of lingo that we go through. And I think that if you're trying to be too much friends with them and worried about them not liking you, then you're not gonna earn their respect.
What are some of the rites of passages women go through in the military?
What do you mean, like rites and passages?
Like, is there like any rituals, like not like official ones, but like certain things that you went through that, you know, men wouldn't necessarily go through, but you did?
Not really. I mean, the biggest thing is just proving yourself to be capable and what's the word? Not comparable. Well, pretty much like, I can't think of the word, but that you're able to perform your job. I think that's just the biggest thing that women have to prove themselves, or males don't. But I don't think there's any, for me personally, I don't remember doing any like ritual or anything like that.
How does gender and sexual orientation affect how people in the military treat each other?
Well, for the males, they are very macho. If you're a gay man in the military, you get hazed a lot. There are certain branches that I think are more liberal about it. But I think for the females, typically there is a good amount that are straight, but a lot of them are gay. Because there is a high rape percentage that goes on within the military, and sometimes even if you come forward, there's not something that's always done about it. So a lot of times people won't come forward. I mean, the military is pretty good about doing something if that were to happen, if those circumstances do arise, but I think that it depends on a branch, and B, like the difference between women being gay, lesbians, and the guys being gay, is that the guys want to be friends with the women that are lesbians, because they're like, oh yeah, like bro, let's go hang out. They just see him as one of the guys. Most of the time they're probably like, oh, let's do a threesome or something like that. But if it's a guy, they're like, no dude, don't touch me. Like, they get like homophobic about it. And so where the girls, they don't really care as much, but military is predominantly male than female. So I think for sexuality in the military, it's typically women are more, they're either gay or straight, and then the males are typically more straight than gay, because more of them are more afraid, if they're gay, to come out for beatings and stuff like that, and hazing, in my opinion.
What are some of the ways, is there a certain way that you communicate with other women in the military?
Not really. I treat everyone like equals. I think that's a way to gain respect, is not playing favoritism to one gender or the other. I talk to them specifically just as a person. Like, I don't care what their anatomy is or what they identify as. Like, they are a person. I will treat them all the same.
What event has impacted you the most since you've enlisted in the military?
I would say probably getting married and then deploying. I think that was one of the biggest events for me, just because she didn't know. We'd been together through deployments and stuff, but it's a little bit different when you're married compared to when you're dating. Like, again, we'd go out on missions and I'd be like, hey, it's gonna be 2 days, and 3 weeks later she hears from me. So it's like running through her head, did I die? I think that was probably one of the biggest things, events. I don't know. I just feel like you kind of grow. So there's just so much that goes on. But I think that was like the biggest thing is not just having to worry about myself, but having to worry about the people back home.
What is one of the most common misconceptions about the military, in your opinion?
I think that we're all, that we're designed to kill. I mean, the Marines have that stereotype of they are pretty much brainwashed to kill. And then like the Coast Guard and Navy don't do shit. And it's like, they do stuff. You just don't see everything that they do. I mean, yeah, we'll joke around about the Air Force being the chair force because they have the most cushy jobs. They get the best food, that kind of stuff. But when it comes down to it, they are doing stuff too as well. That's just as important as being on the front line. I mean, it depends on how someone looks at it of being important, but we're all still serving our country. So I think the misconception that we're being brainwashed into soldiers. It's like, no, we're becoming soldiers. We're becoming ourselves. We're finding ourselves. We're becoming adults, people who are dependable, who are loyal, like that kind of thing. Or that another really big stereotype about military is that all military cheat.
Have you noticed a difference as to when you were single in the military and then when you were married?
Kind of yes and no. I mean, I definitely, like, we would joke around a lot. I mean, the guys would be like, oh man, she's cute, and like talk about stuff like that and just like kind of bro talk. And then it's just more like, it's just kind of like when you get married and all your friends are still single, you kind of go off and have your own thing. So it's kind of just like finding that line to be able to separate yourself from work and family and being able to still be faithful, but yet again, still be part of the team. So, I mean, in some ways, of course, like not going out with the guys and stuff, just having that single life and doing whatever I want and not being like, okay, will I get in trouble for this? But at the same time, it's just like, I've also gotten more respect because now they're like, I want what you have. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to go find whoever I can get laid with tonight.
Do you plan to have children? And if so, would you encourage them to enlist in the military?
Absolutely. I want three. Just being an only child kind of sucks. So I definitely want to have them to have siblings. I believe, because I know for a fact that a lot of one of my military brothers, his daughter is pretty much like my niece, and both of us run her like she's in the military. And so that is how I will be probably disciplining the children, is I will go very military on them. Whether I want them to enlist or not, I mean, it'll have to depend on what's happening in the world. Like if we're about to start another war or like stuff like that, and what they want to do and which branch they want to join. I'm not going to be like, you can't join the Air Force because they're the chair force and they don't do crap. Like if they want to join the Air Force or the Coast Guard or the Navy, I don't care. I mean, the service is the service, yet there are hierarchies of the branches, and in my opinion, I think that there's only two that really matter. But if they want to join, I'm not going to stop them unless I think it's something that could kill them. And then I would want to protect them. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it is not my decision. It is their decision to decide whether or not they would like to join or not join. I will support them whatever way they choose.
How long do you plan on staying in the military?
At least 20 years.
Is there like a reason behind that, or just...
Mostly because you get benefits for the rest of your life, but also because I love what I do. I love the military. I'm that type of person that likes to be told, know what I'm wearing every single day, like have a set schedule instead of having to think for it myself. I do have an authoritative position right now, but I like the structure. I like the discipline. I like the camaraderie, the brotherhood of the military. I will be changing my job shortly once I finish all my schooling, all my degrees, and I will go from an active duty to a reserve status just because I've done my tours. I'm done doing tours. I am getting too old for tours. I mean, there are people who do tours well into their 40s, 60s, you know, if they're physically fit and capable of going on deployment, then they'll go on those tours. But me personally, I want to be stateside with my family. So I want to do though what I will be doing as a civilian as well as in the Army.
What are some of the physical tolls that you experience when you're in the military?
Your body breaks down so much faster. We are put through so much physical abilities that we have to be able to do that your body ages and matures a lot faster than you actually do. Like it just a lot of wear and tear on your bones. We do like at the end of basic training, depends on when you went in and stuff, but like you'll do a 15-mile ruck with the rucksack. And those boots are not hiking boots. They are not comfortable. There's no like arches for your feet or anything. They're very flat soled. So it's very tough on like your joints. If you're doing, you can do rucks, long rucks that take 18 hours where you're on your feet, or some training for specific jobs where you have to carry people, you have to drag them, you have to carry you, your equipment, and maybe somebody else and their equipment. So it's just, your body just gets put through hell. Like someone from, like me, I have a small stature and I have to carry, I have to wear a 50 pound suit, carry all my gear and stuff, which can be around 50 pounds as well. And then sometimes be able to drag like a 6'4", 6'2", built dude with all of his equipment. And I have to be able to, not saying I can all the time because sometimes I physically can't, but I have to be able to at least do what I can to get him into safety.
What are some traditions that you have picked up from the military?
A lot of things. I mean, this is going to sound really dumb, especially because I'm not doing it right now, but I remove my cover or my hat whenever I go into buildings, just as a respect thing. Typically, if I walk into a building and I'm wearing a hat, I will take it off, just because in the military, we don't do that. We don't wear hats. When I make my bed, I tuck it in the same way that I learned in basic training. So I fold my corners, everything. I make my bed in the morning. I feel like I have a certain ritual that I do every morning getting ready for work that I will do even if I'm not getting ready for work. Like I'm up by 0300 to get to work on time because it's over an hour drive. So even when I'm not going to work, I'll still wake up that just because it's such a set schedule. I'll typically work out in the mornings too. Just because of PT, keeping into that PT shape, kind of making sure that I will still progress. I don't know, I think some other habits I gained from it is just like, or rituals, probably just like pushing myself. Even things that I don't think I will be able to accomplish, I just won't. I'll keep doing it until I succeed. I won't let myself fail. Or I also do have issues where sometimes I do go into a more authoritative voice even when I am not the authoritative person. Just I will get my very stern, strict voice, and I think it's not so great. I mean, it gets me what I want because people get scared, but at the same time it's just like I can't do that because civilians are different than soldiers.
There has been a lot of talk about sexual harassment that has happened within the military. How does this affect you personally, and how does it affect your view of the military?
What was the first half again? Sorry.
There's been a lot of talk about sexual harassment that has happened within the military. How does this affect you personally, and how does this affect your view of the military?
Going in, I always knew already that there was a lot of stuff that happens in the military just because I've always been friends with people who are in the military, so I know what goes on. Personally, I've had stuff happen to me that I won't go into detail about, but it hasn't changed my view on the military. Like, even though all this shit that's happened to me, if I had to do it again, I would still make every single decision again about joining the military. That doesn't change my opinion or view on it. I mean, yes, it's more likely to happen in the military than someone just walking down the street, but at the same time, it's just like the saying, you're more likely to get hit by a car than get bitten by a shark. So it's, I don't know, I think it's just based on how people view it. For me personally, I view it as the same way as getting bitten by a shark. You're more likely to get hit by a car.
What were your views on the military before you enlisted?
Definitely patriotic. Heroism. I think they're heroes. I don't know. I think I was never a huge like comic book or into those like nerdy stuff. So I thought those were like my comic book heroes for me. So like when someone's like, oh, who's your favorite hero? Instead of being like Superman or like Batman or whatever else there is, I'd be like military. I mean, definitely it's changed now because, you know, I'm not like, I'm my own hero. No, I'm not like, I'm not, now what's the word?
Narcissistic?
No, were you really into yourself?
Narcissistic.
Okay, whatever. There's another word, I think. But anyways.
Conceited?
Conceited, there we go. Can't remember that word. I'm not really conceited and stuff, but I don't know. I think military heroes.
Do you have a big military family?
Definitely. The nice thing, the cool thing about military is that you can walk up to anybody on the street and if they have a military background, it's like you've known each other for years. You have this special connection, special bond that nobody else will get that you share because of your military experiences. So, like I said, I could walk up to somebody and I could talk to a stranger and, you know, we'll be buddy-buddy, but you can't really see that connection. Walk up to a military person, within 2 seconds, be like, oh, I'm military, you're instantly friends. It's like you've been friends for years. It's just that bond that we have.
Do you have any tattoos or objects that you wear to signify that you are in the military?
No. I don't. I've thought about getting my crest that is my job, but I personally, I mean, a lot of people do. I just, since I'm gonna change it, it's just like, I have a lot of pride for what I do. I have a lot of shirts for it, but at the same time, I don't know if that's what I want on my body for the rest of my life. I mean, granted, I do choose tattoos. I'm like, oh, I want this, and I get it the very next day. But I don't know. I think I would have to come up with something really cool because I don't think I could just justify just getting the crest or insignia, whatever it's called, just on me. I think I would want to make it something personable to me and my military experience.
How do you gain respect when you're in the military?
You earn it. I mean, one of the biggest things I did, I think, to gain my respect is not only did I prove myself to the guys, when I told them to go do stuff, if they listen to me, I will go do it. I don't mind getting down and doing the grunt work with them, but if they don't respect me, I will make their life a living hell. I have made my guys who have not listened to me do wall stands. So what that is you put your feet up against a wall, you do a handstand essentially, and then you slap your hip with your hand and you alternate. I don't know, I guess we call them wall stand slap hits or whatever, but I call them wall stands. And as soon as one guy starts slouching, time starts over and they gotta start up again. So I tell them to get up and get their body up. They don't get to stand on their feet. They have to continue being on their hands. And so they have to learn to work as a team. So as long as they listen to me and respect me, I don't mind doing the grunt work. I will do the dirty work, the work that nobody wants to do, but has to be done.
What is life like when you are deployed and how do you transition after you get back?
We have a lot of downtime. if you're not doing something, a mission or anything, you're either practicing for it. So like we've had to be in a room where the heat's fully on or in all of our gear and practice. Or we will be having a lot of downtime. So that's typically when we'll sleep, we'll hang out with our friends, we'll call home. We'll most of the time lift weights because most of us are meatheads. Transitioning home is very hard at first because your guard is very high up. Any sound you hear can startle you. That's what I mean, a lot of people do come back with PTSD. So getting transitioned the first couple of weeks especially is very hard, just knowing that your guard is very high up. And so the slightest thing can startle you, and you could do something that you don't intentionally do, but you do because you've just been in a war zone. And so your initial reaction is to kill, to defend yourself, because if it comes down to it, their life or yours, you're obviously gonna choose your life.